We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with Raleigh County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins. We're talking about the history of the automobile here in Manhattan, I guess, which came just after the turn of the century in the 1900s, about 1903, right?
Yeah, 1902 was our first car.
1902. Well, it's so fascinating because, you know, as you mentioned, we are so attached to our cars.
Oh, yes. People have a personal attachment. So what was your first car that you drove?
My first car, I got when I was 16. It was a 1985 Pontiac Firebird.
Ooh.
And it was red in color. And I bought it with my first couple, a few paychecks that I had saved up. And it's...
What year was it?
It was a 1985.
Oh, that was a fancy year.
Yeah.
That was a fun year for Firebirds. Uh-huh.
Well, I got it because that's the year I was born, you know, and it was the car I really liked. I wanted to. I always liked the Camaros and the Firebirds, Trans Ams. But yeah,
what's not to like?
Yeah.
I bought it cheap. It wasn't the, you know, the best car. It had the lights that would go up and down, the front lights, you know.
Very snazzy.
But
did they work all the time?
No. That's the problem with when you spend $2,000 on a car.
Right.
Sacrifices must be made.
Yeah. I was more into having a car than at 16. And it was fun to drive. But
we have a caller.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Cheryl Collins.
Good morning. Your three items you touched on, I'll make brief comments. You're talking about the cars. I have a 1927 Royal Purple that was my father's in the ad section. Brewer Motor Company was there. They're gone now. It's now Murdoch's. But they started out on Houston Street in the 300 block. Sykes Motor Company was the Nash dealer, and it says here, leads the world in motor car value. It was at 1125 Morrow. And then there was a C.G. Hansen Motor Company, which was Pontiac in Oakland, and they were located on 527 Points. Well, now, as you well know, the city finally got rid of all the car dealers downtown. They've been at it since 1975. They got them all gone, but you said earlier, brings a lot of people to town. Well, the people used to come to town and shop on Thursday, because they were open till 9, but the car dealers... people came down there, and while they were there, well, maybe he was stuck in the car, and she goes next door to Kohl's Department Store, Keller's, which are both gone, and shops. But now they're out at the edges, and they're shopping at Kmart, Walmart, and da-da-da, see? So we got rid of the dealers downtown, and we've had a great advantage. Our growth is wonderful. The second thing he spoke on is the street on Juliet. I grew up on Juliet Street, born and raised. Those bricks were put in, like you said, 12 and 18. The sidewalks were put in 1918. They had built spit on the sidewalks in them, so you didn't spit because that was to get rid of tuberculosis. they spent $400,000 down there, and the streets were rougher than it was. I used to use that as I tell people, you want to test drive this car and get the find out where the rattles are, go around Juliet. Well, you can still do the same thing, except they put the bricks in the wrong way.
Now you go down Kimball now.
What?
You go down Kimball for that now.
Yeah, speaking of Kimball, when they put the hill in over Kimball, it was rougher than a country road, and I called down and said, who did that? Who approved that? They said, well, I said, whoever did it was incompetent. Well, and so they went up there and ground it off, and they said, well, we had trouble pouring up that hill. You know, it's hard to pour on a hill. Well, Pike's Peak didn't have any problems, and I guess that's all I have to speak about. There was a sweet shop in Aggieville. I don't have that page right here in front of me. But anyway, it was 1927 Royal Purple. Some of the businesses are still here. We had four lumber companies then. The only ones left is Griffith. The Palace Drug Company started on South 4th. It's still here. The Collegian is still around, of course.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call this morning.
You're welcome.
It was interesting to see where the dealerships, the car selling places were, and he's absolutely right. They tended to be in the lower end of Points Avenue in the 100 and 200 block, or on just off Points Avenue on 4th Street, 3rd Street, 5th Street, a little bit, and a lot on Houston Street. And I've often wondered about that. Especially in the 300 block of Houston Street. I wondered about that because, you know, Houston Street was our showplace block. Lots of the wealthier people in Manhattan lived on Houston Street. So I kind of wondered if it was right on their road where they might get interested in buying cars. I don't know if that was it. Those early car buying times, they seem to be getting their cars from Topeka, Kansas City, a little bit in Salina. Salesmen would come through town. There was a salesman from Salina that drove over with his fancy car, I think trying to get interest. And then individuals became agents, and lots of these individuals owned garages, like Clarence Davis had a garage, and he was an agent. Excuse me. The Whitelock Automobiles, who also repaired cars, and I think that was a combination early on. And then the first dealership I found was Manhattan Motors, established in 1914 at 323 Houston. And then later they were at 311, 317 for many, many years. And they sold Buicks, Nashes, Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs, and then late in their career, Opals. I hardly remember Opals.
I don't think I've ever heard of Opals.
I've heard of Opals. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're nice little cars.
Fords came to town early. Walter Moore had the Ford agency, 209 points by 1918, and he built a beautiful new Ford agency at 130 points. And in fact, at the Riley County Historical Museum outside, we have the Walter Moore 1919 stones from that building. It was a beautiful building. And then later, Mr. Redmond took over the Ford agency and moved it over to Houston Street. And he was there in the 30s. And then Skaggs took over the Ford agency and was on the South 200 block at points. And then Dick Edwards. So we've had a progression all through these years of dealerships with Fords. I think it's interesting, by 1920, the Wetzig brothers were selling Chevrolets at 321 Houston, and that didn't last long because by 1923, Brewer Motor Company was selling the Chevrolets. But that Wetzig was an interesting guy, or the Wetzigs. They went into airplanes over at Junction City then later. But in 1907, Herman Wetzig and Nellie Parkerson actually eloped in his automobile, and they drove to Topeka to get married. So I guess automobiles made elopement a little easier, too. So Brewer Motor Company then, of course, eventually became Murdoch Motor Company, which is still in business today. So I think it's really interesting, those early ones, which would be Manhattan Motors, Walter Ford, Walter Moore Ford, and Brewer Motor Company, really have connections with automobile dealerships that are still today.
Wow, that's impressive. I wonder if there's any sense that the car buying experience was any more pleasurable back in those days.
Oh, they seemed to enjoy it very much, I think. Well, of course, you could show off that.
It was a status situation.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
One of the as big as anything. It used to be big houses. And cars.
Yes.
If you had a car, you were somebody. You said that earlier.
Yes, very much. And it was novel. So, 1910, we had around a dozen automobiles. They had a club and got their picture taken in front of the courthouse. So it was kind of a big deal. It made you kind of a special person around town to be tooling around in your automobile.
Even if you're rattling down Juliet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, and of course, as we were talking about with the early, our early cars, and when I was in high school, having any kind of car to drive, no matter how, what color, avocado green.
Thank you very much. 1972 Plymouth Fury. Oh, boy.
Any type of automobile gave you a certain status. Now, of course, if you were driving a Firebird or something a little snazzier, that gave you a little more status, but anything whatsoever gave you at least wheels.
By the way, that 72 Plymouth Fury that I had that was handed down to me from my parents was purchased at Schramm's in Abilene.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
I hadn't realized that he had come from Abilene.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah, his daughter Teresa and I were talking about that the other day. So that's, Abilene was that was a big deal. Buying a car anytime in the, up until financing made it a whole lot more easy for people, you didn't have a lot of those financing programs for vehicles back in those days. They didn't have dealer incentives. And the purchase of a car was, you know, you had the money or you didn't.
Right, right. So it took a while for that sort of thing to...
Yeah, about in the 80s, you know, financing programs.
To start. Mm-hmm. And I was interested...
We go back that far, Brandon, by the way.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I was struck by, you know, I mean, I remember Mr. Skaggs personally, and I don't think I remember Mr. Ruddick, who was with Manhattan Motors, but I do remember his daughter, Bernice. And so it was kind of a shock to think... that I knew some of the earlier players in the industry. I was interested in looking at who was selling the automobiles, and Walter Moore came out of real estate, and he had been a real estate and insurance salesman and then started the Ford agency. And I think that makes really good sense because he was obviously someone experienced in selling things, and so it's kind of an easy transition to then be selling automobiles.
You know, during that Industrial Revolution back in the early 1900s, you know, and a lot of that had to do with the automobile industry. And, you know, a fascinating history on that, you know. And one of the things that we're going to take a break here, but I do want to talk just briefly about another local car name. It's not Riley County, but it's nearby when we come back, okay? Because it's a big one. It's a big one. And you know what that is. Or do you?
I don't.
Chrysler.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that when we come back here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Store.